From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Construction of new homes is up slightly. The Commerce Department says housing starts rose 0.3% in September, fueled by a more than 4% surge in construction of single-family homes. But the number of building permits issued last month fell more than 5%. Those permits are seen as an indicator of future construction activity. Some consumer groups and attorneys for homeowners say they're skeptical that Bank of America could have reviewed mountains of foreclosure documents in just over 3 weeks. The nation's largest bank insists that it has and that it's ready to lift part of its national freeze on foreclosures and move forward with cases in nearly 24 states. Bank of America spokesman Dan Fromm says the company is certainly not rushing foreclosures on the delinquent mortgages it holds.
195,000 of those customers have not made a mortgage payment in more than 2 full years. That's a pretty good sign that they're at a point that's pretty well inevitable that foreclosure will be the path they're on.
Bank of America is reporting a net loss of more than $7 billion in the third quarter. Scott Graff of member station WFAE reports the loss comes from a write-off related to the bank's credit and debit card division.
Bank of America says changes in card laws that took effect over the summer forced it to write off $10.5 billion. Now, factoring out that loss, the bank made money in the third quarter. Net income totaled just over $3 billion, or 27 cents a share. Those figures were better than the same period a year ago, due in part to lower credit costs and increases in its mortgage banking and card incomes. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
At least three people are dead in an attack by insurgents on the parliament building in the Russian Republic of Chechnya. Three of the attackers were also killed. NPR's David Green reports violence in that region is common, but an attack on parliament is considered especially brazen.
The insurgents apparently slipped into the parliament complex just as lawmakers were arriving for the workday. One attacker set off a bomb while others exchanged gunfire with guards. At least two guards and a maintenance worker are dead. Chechnya's Moscow-appointed president, Ramzan Kadyrov, said government forces retaliated, killing the attackers and settling down the situation inside the parliament complex. It's not clear who was responsible for the attack, but Kadyrov, the president, has already blamed Ahmed Zakayev, a longtime separatist leader who's been in exile in Britain. Kadyrov has ruled Chechnya like a strongman, threatening human rights, as critics say. But separatist and Islamist insurgents remain active, and this latest attack is a powerful reminder of that. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
Five people are dead in central Pennsylvania after a fast-moving fire consumed a row house and spread to other homes. Four of the victims were children. Firefighters in the city of Harrisburg reached the site in minutes, but they were unable to rescue anyone because the home was already fully engulfed in flames. This is NPR News from Washington. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has launched a series of Tea Party rallies that will run up to Election Day 2 weeks from today. The first gathering was in Reno, Nevada.
Tea Party Americans, you're winning! You're winning!
Palin says it's time for voters to inject some common sense into Congress.
We restrain big government's job-killing, welfare state-growing agenda by electing a new Congress.
And in a veiled reference to a possible presidential bid for herself, Palin said she can see 2012 from her house. A court in Canada is hearing more testimony against an officer in that country's military who has pleaded guilty to two murders and a number of other criminal charges. Dan Karpinchuk reports Canadian officials are trying to determine how to strip Colonel Russell Williams of his rank and service medals.
Canadians are still reeling from the photos presented during Monday's court proceedings. Photos Williams took of himself wearing women's lingerie that he stole during a slew of break-ins. At least one newspaper this morning is showing one of those pictures alongside another photo of Williams in uniform as a former commander of the country's largest airbase. Now the military is moving quickly to strip Williams of his rank and his service decorations. It could happen within 30 days. Defense officials want him to serve out his life sentence as a civilian, not as a retired colonel. The process of expelling him from the force began within hours of his guilty plea to 88 criminal charges, including two murders and two sexual assaults. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
A new study by the Federal Aviation Administration finds that airline flight delays cost travelers billions of dollars a year. The study put a cost figure on everything from cost to airlines to the expense to the value of time lost by passengers. This is NPR News.